I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Berlin for consultations with key allies Thursday about the situation along the Russia-Ukraine border as he prepares for talks with Russia Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Friday. Blinken is meeting with foreign ministers of Germany and France and ministers for Middle East and North Africa, James Cleverly, before delivering an address about the crisis in Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden said at a news conference Wednesday that he thinks Russia will invade Ukraine, reiterating warnings to Russian leader Vladimir Putin that such actions would be met with consequences such as economic sanctions. Russia has denied it has intentions of invading Ukraine and is seeking security guarantees such as Ukraine not joining the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. Blinken's trip follows talks in Geneva last week between Russian and U.S. officials aimed at settling differences over Ukraine and other security issues. No progress was reported. Chinese forces followed and warned away a U.S. warship, which entered waters near the Paracel Islands in the South China Sea, the country's military said on Thursday, in the latest uptick in tensions in the disputed waterway. The Southern Theater Command of the People's Liberation Army said the USS Benfold illegally sailed into Chinese territorial waters without permission, violating the country's sovereignty, and that Chinese naval and air forces tracked the ship. The U.S. Navy said it was working on a statement. The U.S. frequently carries out what it calls freedom of navigation missions in the South China Sea to challenge Chinese territorial claims. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Japan announced Thursday it would be sending emergency relief goods, including drinking water and equipment for cleaning volcanic ash to Tonga following Saturday's eruption. Japan's defense minister said Japan would do everything it can for the disaster-hit people of that country. Two C-130 aircraft carrying drinking water will provide transportation support as part of Tonga's emergency relief operation, while a transport vessel carrying two helicopters will also deliver other goods, both possibly leaving by the end of Thursday, according to the Defense Ministry. Meantime, telephone service between Tonga and other countries was partially restored Wednesday, according to mobile phone network provider Digicel. But the company that provides cable service had full internet connectivity will probably take at least 1 month. Communications with the island nation of about 100,000 people were cut off Saturday when an underground volcano exploded, killing at least three people, according to officials, and contaminated much of the country's drinking water with ash. Voting legislation that U.S. Democrats and civil rights groups argue is vital to protecting democracy has been blocked by a Republican filibuster. The vote was expected, but it's still a setback for President Biden and his party after a raw emotional debate. Democrats immediately pivoted toward a Senate rules change to push past the filibuster, but that too was expected to fail. Biden has been unable to persuade two holdout Democratic senators, Kirsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, to change Senate rules to pass this bill. Advocates warn states are making it difficult, more difficult, to vote. A Haitian wanted in the assassination of the country's president was arrested in Miami, Florida, after being extradited from the Dominican Republic, according to a U.S. Justice Department official. Rodolphe Jair will be the second person to stand trial here in the U.S. in the death of Jovenel Moise in July of last year. A retired Colombian soldier, Mario Palacios, was charged on January 4th for his alleged role in the killing. More than 40 people have been arrested in connection with the attack, but much remains unknown, especially who ordered it. And the United Nations Secretary General Wednesday said he was delighted to hear there is now an effort to make peace in Ethiopia after more than 14 months of war, but he gave no further details. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.